I'm Jeremy Scott. Somewhere between the paranormal and the abnormal, we welcome Rocky Smith, director of the Oregon Ghost Conference, to tell us about their 12th year down in Seaside, happening the 22nd to the 24th, including the screening for A Flash of Beauty, Paranormal, Bigfoot. So you're crossing over, bringing in the Bigfoot this year, Rocky. Please explain yourself.
Well, absolutely. I don't think we're bringing it back. I think, you know, when we started the Oregon Ghost Conference, even back in Oregon City, we had guests from MUFON and other groups. So we have dealt with UFOs. We've dealt with cryptids and other stories. And so I've always believed that the Ghost Conference should be broader than ghosts. And so that's not necessarily new, but having this film local and, you know, filmed in the Northwest and in the Ghost Conference world in the last couple of years in Seaside, we've tried to partner with the Times Theater to bring films, local films, to the forefront.
And so tell us about the premiere or the screening that you've got scheduled for this one.
So Times Theater in downtown Seaside, which is also rumored to be haunted, is going to host a screening of A Flash of Beauty, Paranormal Bigfoot, which you've been talking about all night tonight. And I've seen it. It's amazing. And it really kind of opens the door to asking, you know, is Bigfoot more than just what we've always kind of thought? Is there an overlap in between, you know, even the ghost stories or paranormal and Bigfoot or even into the alien world?
I mean, there's a possibility it is, right?
I think there's a possibility of almost anything. And I think, you know, you talked about the conversations that they've been having at some of these other events, like the UFO Festival coming up and things like that. I think we have to connect and realize that there is a lot of similarities between some of these stories.
Right. Tell us about some of the other events you have, because you've got quite a schedule that you've put together yet again.
It grows every year. We have a massive amount of events going on. We have over 30 classes, everything from Ouija boards to paranormal gadgetry to evidence review. We have some big events coming up. Lord Auerbach is coming from the Bay Area to do a show on a Friday night as well before the movie screening. And Kasha Amenti, who is a good friend of ours from the local area here in Oregon, Washington, she's always a regular, almost always at the Port Gamble Paranormal Ghost Conference. And she's going to be doing a psychometry reading, gallery reading, on Saturday night. We have over 20 speakers and ghost tours, investigations, just a lot going on.
Tell us about some of those investigations and the locations that are rumored to be haunted that you're taking the crowds to this year.
So we have four locations in Seaside. The Times Theater, which unfortunately that event is sold out because we're doing it the same night as a screening. We have the Masonic Lodge, which is just a few blocks away from the conference center, which is no longer run by the Masons. And we have the Starry Night Inn. And also our local favorite, which is the Bridge Tender Tavern. It's right there on Broadway.
And then you'll also take people around to some of the other locations that have some history as well throughout the city?
Yeah, I will be myself during the day on Saturday doing a history and mystery kind of ghost tour, which is going to be a daytime tour of local history and kind of stories, mostly based on the paranormal and some of Seaside's history. That's from 2 to 4 on Saturday. There's tickets available for that. And we actually get to tour the Masonic Lodge and the Starry Night Inn as part of that tour. And then I'm doing tours. I'm doing a ghost tour myself on Saturday night. I'm trying to do as much as I can. But Pete Orbea, who is from Port Gamble, will also be doing ghost tours with me. So he'll be offering tours Friday and Saturday night in Seaside.
Okay, so is tickets for just about everything still available, or what?
We have some classes sold out, some events and some investigations, but the majority of the events are still available for ticket sales, and they're online or on site the weekend of the event. And we still have tickets available for the screening of the movie you talked about tonight.
Fantastic. Rocky Smith, look forward to having you back on the program and being down there for another wonderful event in just over a week.
Absolutely. It'll be fun.
OregonGhostConference.com. More information there at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Until then, I'm Jeremy Scott. Somewhere between the paranormal and abnormal, good night and God bless.